Hey, this is TA calling in from day 12 of our snowman trek here in Bhutan. We are on a rest day, or as our Bhutanese hosts call it, a hold day. And we're here in Laya. We arrived yesterday afternoon. Laya's at about 3,900 meters. And it's great to have a rest day since we had been moving for 12 days straight. And so here we are. We've just finished having our wonderful rest day showers. And that's just such a treat. And we had a little tour around Laya this morning, stopped in and had some butter tea, salt butter tea at a local host, and visited the Zong and then the market where we picked up some roasted rice for trail snack, as well as a few little eclair candies to get us over the passes that are coming our way in the next little while. And we've been enjoying learning lots about Bhutan. And so we wanted to share some of what we've been learning, that the national tree of Bhutan is the cypress, and the national bird is the raven. And here at this particular camp, the ravens have been very plentiful, and they're very, very talkative. And so we were listening to them yesterday afternoon as we rested after arriving. The national flower of Bhutan is the Himalayan blue poppy. We're not seeing them because we're here in the wrong season to see them. And we may actually get to see the national animal when we're in Thimphu, but we won't likely see it in the wild because they've gone to lower elevations for autumn and winter, the takin. And the takin looks, from what we have been told, a little bit like a goat antelope. The folklore is that one of the early Buddhist leaders here, Guru Rinpoche, asked the folks to bring him a cow and a goat, and somehow, using his spiritual powers, they got together and made a takin. And takin is a mammal, and its Latin name is Budoricus taxicolor. And so they're protected here in Bhutan. After our rest days today, we'll be heading out and visiting a bunch more passes and high locations over the next little while. And as I said, the rest day has been fabulous to give our legs a rest and give our lungs a rest. Both Mary and I have caught the team cold a little bit, and so it's great to have a day to rest, to hydrate. We're trying to, between the sun showers, not only have we taken a shower, but we're also charging electronics to keep our reading devices so that we can read and so that we can track our paths and things like that. So we continue to have a fabulous time here, learning all about life here in Bhutan. The economy here is mostly based on farming and animal husbandry, some forestry, and they've also started to do some hydroelectric export. And here in this village of Laya, we had a wonderful lunch today of fresh spinach that came from the neighboring garden. We also had some fried rice and some beef. Our wonderful chef and crew got resupplied from Gaza, which has a road to it, and then a two-day walk. So they brought in our second half of food, so we were all excited to see all the yummy things that we'll be eating. Breakfast this morning was puri and omelet and cheesy potato. So we're definitely eating well, feeling great, enjoying the most amazing mountain views. And every once in a while, the sky will clear enough so that we get to see some of the amazing high Himalayan snow-covered peaks here. If you check out our spot post from yesterday, you'll see that we're very close to the Tibetan border and to the ring or the line of Himalayan mountains that are absolutely stunningly gorgeous when we get to see them. So all's well here. Take good care. And as we started this update, I heard a couple of pings come in. So if you sent us a text, we'll be checking those out later today. And thanks for that. Take good care. Bye.